Good morning. What a wonderful morning to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Absolutely. Thank you, Brian, for that good old song. Hadn't heard that in a while. But I hope this morning that we are drinking from our saucer. We serve an awesome God who does love us and cares for us and wants to bless us in powerful and wonderful ways. And so I hope that He's doing that. And as you know, we've been talking about the love of God, and it's because He loves us. We have the opportunity to drink from our saucer because He just blesses us so much. In fact, yesterday we had the opportunity to be out in the woods. I hope that you can picture doesn't do justice for this, but we was out at Tank Springs yesterday and did what it ended up to be a little over a 4 mile hike, and man, that was good stuff. Sun was shining. Been a little while since the sun had been shining, but we got out, and I was standing at the base of that rock formation there at Tank Springs down in the valley, and looking up through that, and I was just overwhelmed by the awesomeness of the God I serve. And you might think that's funny, and that's okay, but I seen that, and I thought, man, God loves me enough to put me right here to be able to see such a beautiful thing. I talk about the sunrises and the sunsets, and I talk about Georgian Bay, and I believe every day that God painted those just for me. He did that just for me, so I could be there yesterday. He knows I needed to be out there, soak up a little sunshine, be out in the woods. There's no place like that, and I just absolutely love that. And yesterday, just felt so loved by God as the water was coming down through there. And we had some other awesome pictures, but it was just a good day. And I want you to know today that God wants you to have a good day. He loves you, cares about you. He wants you to have a good day. And so allow the Lord to love you. As you know, we've been talking about the love of God and about how amazing the love of God is. And we've understood over the last few weeks how God loves us and how we should love God. Last week, we also discovered that part of loving God is loving others. Right? We talked about that last week. You remember that, right? All right, help me out. Loving God. Oh, we can do better. Loving God. Loving others. Absolutely. And so we come to understand that's an absolute important part of this experiencing God in our life and God loving us and us loving God is this concept of loving others. And so I'd like for us to take a few moments this morning and let's take a deep look, and let's dig into this concept of loving others. And so I want to draw our attention back to Mark chapter 12 this morning. Once again, we were there last week, but I want to bring us back to Mark chapter 12, verses 29 through 31, because I believe it addresses this very thing that we're talking about this morning in regard to not only the love of God, but this concept of loving others. So let's take our Bibles, Mark chapter 12. Verse 29 this morning, appreciate if you would stand for the reading of the Word. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 this morning. And there the Word shares with us, Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Join us in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we're so thankful for the love, Lord, that you have for us. The love that you've given to us through the cross of Christ. We thank you that Christ loved us enough to be obedient to the cross. We thank you this morning that we have the opportunity, Lord, to love you. And Lord, we thank you that we have the opportunity to love one another and to love others. And so as we come to your word this morning, I pray that you would genuinely help us and stir our heart and mind, and that we could grasp this morning this genuine concept that not only are we loved by you and that we're supposed to love you, but that we are genuinely supposed to love others. And so Lord, I pray this morning that you would help us to do that thing in regard to loving others. And so for that to happen, Lord, we need you to move on us in a powerful way. And we ask that you do that. We also ask this morning that you allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of the Word. Lord, we can't do this without you. We wouldn't even dare to. And so, Lord, we ask this morning that you would move on us in a mighty way. Allow us to just be used of you to share your Word with your people. So we ask, Lord, for your blessings upon the reading of the Word. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated this morning. And so, as we begin to think about loving others, and before we understand this morning necessarily how to love others, I think there's some things that we need to understand in regard to this concept of loving others. And the first thing I want us to consider this morning is this, that we are commanded to love others. For the Christian, it really isn't an option. It's what we are required to do, is to love others. And then I know when we think about the very fact that, in a sense, that we're made to, commanded to, it might, in a sense, take away from this concept, you know, I love others, but I want you to know it becomes very important in the life of the believer that we love others. We are commanded to love others, as we see right here in Mark chapter 12 and verse 31, as Jesus says, and the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. We are commanded to love others. In fact, Jesus says here in Mark, there's no other commandments in regard to loving God and loving others that are greater than these. There's nothing more important in the life of the believer than this concept of loving God and loving others. This is the most important thing that we can do. Most important thing that you can do. The most important thing that I can do is love God and love others. We talked to you last week in regard to the Ten Commandments, because Jesus once again here in Mark summarizes the Ten Commandments into two things, loving God and loving others. The Ten Commandments was the command to God's people. 10 of them. And of course, as we shared with you last week, they open up with the concept of loving God. And then right in the middle, it's about loving others. And then it returns to loving God. Commanded to love God and to love others. And so you and I this morning have a responsibility to not only loving God, but to loving others. In fact, Jesus said himself that we should love one another. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, Jesus shares with us, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. We find in this verse that Jesus says four times this concept of love one another. And he says, a command I give you. And he says, a new command. It's not a new command that we should love others. But Jesus says, it's a new command I give to you that you love others as I have loved you. Boy, we could spend a lot of time talking about how Jesus loved us, but to quickly understand, of course, he went to the cross and died for us. And we sang that song this morning, Such Love. My, that's real love, church. That type of love, he says, that's the type of love that we should have for one another. But this concept is, he says, I command you that you should love one another. Commanded. Even in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus shares about loving others. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48, Jesus shares about this concept of loving others. And not just loving those who love us, but loving those who don't love us. And so he talks even on the Sermon on the Mount in regard to this thing of loving others. And so this morning, before we can even begin to understand this concept of how we should love others, we must understand that we must love others. For the Christian, it's not optional. We are commanded to love others. Now, it's one thing this morning to say, okay, I get it. We're commanded to love others. I want you to know this morning, the second thing I want us to consider is that loving others is a serious matter. And God takes this thing very serious in regard to loving others. Ten Commandments, remember, loving God, loving others, loving God. Jesus said, greatest commandment, love God, love others. Jesus said to His disciples, new commandment I give you, love others as I have loved you. Sermon on the Mount, love others. I want us to know this is a serious matter. This is a serious thing. And the truth is, if we want to touch the lives of others, we need to love them. And so this loving others is a very serious thing. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 11, John shares with us, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifest toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. I think as we consider 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 11, we can see that this love thing in regard to loving others becomes a very serious matter. And I think this morning, as believers, we need to take this loving others very, very seriously. What I'd like for us to do this morning is we're considering that loving others is a serious matter, and we're looking at 1 John chapter 4 here, is for a moment to look at the correlation between loving God and loving others. I want us to look at this for just a minute. Verse 7 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. You see the correlation between the two. If you love God, you love others. If you don't love others, you don't love God. I'm going to repeat that for just a minute. If you love God, you love others. If you don't love others, you don't love God. That makes this a little more serious, doesn't it? We can say we love God, but if we don't love others, well, we don't love God. I hope we genuinely get that there's a correlation between loving God and loving others. Ten commandments. Here we go. Love God, love others, love God. Great commandment in the New Testament. Love God, love others. What are we supposed to do? Come on. Love God, love others. Absolutely. I hope we got that this morning. This is genuine. This is what's happening here. There's a correlation between loving God and loving others. They're connected. John simply shares with us, if we don't love others, we don't love God. That's a serious issue. I want us to know this morning that this is real love. This is love that goes beyond those who love us. It's one thing to love those who love us. It's another thing this morning to love those who don't love us. The love we're talking about here this morning in regard to loving God and loving others is that love that goes beyond loving those who love us. Jesus said, as I mentioned, on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 in verse 46, "For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same?" And so when we're talking about loving others, it goes beyond the love that we have for those who love us. It reaches out to those who do not love us. And I want you to know this morning, when we're talking about this type of love, only God can enable us to love like this. To love those who don't love us. That's a God thing. That flows out of this relationship of God loving us and us loving God. And when we do that, we begin to love others. That's God in us. As we talk about loving others, let's be clear this morning, this is agape love. There's lots of loves that are talked about in Scripture. This morning we won't have time to go into all those types of things, but understand what's being spoken of here in John chapter 4 is what is referred to as agape love or unconditional love. God loves us unconditionally. We are supposed to love others as Jesus loved us unconditionally. No matter what, we're supposed to love one another, and we're supposed to love those who don't love us. This unconditional love is described for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7, that shares with us, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." We're talking about real love. Love that goes beyond those that we love. It reaches out to those who do not love us in return. Unconditional love. The perfect example of loving others we see right here in John chapter 4. Verses 9 and 10 that share with us this morning, "In this the love of God was manifest toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins," or the sacrifice, the substitute for our sins. The perfect example. He loved us even when we did not love Him. Christ died at Calvary because He loved us even when we didn't love Him. He went there even though we didn't love Him. The perfect example of love, of agape love, of unconditional love. I want you to know this morning, when we talk about loving God and loving others, our love should be like His. He set the example for us of what it means to love. He loved us when we didn't love Him, and we need to love others when they don't love us. Shake your heads. That's good preaching, Pastor. Well, it is. Thank you. You need to love others as God loved others, as Christ loved others. He set the example for us. In fact, we love others because God loves us. We see that in John chapter 4, verse 11. "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another." If we really think about it this morning, God loved us. Have you ever wondered why God would love you? I have. I've pondered that. Used to ponder that often. Why God would love me. And if God would love me, why wouldn't I love everybody else? This loving others is a serious thing. Because God loved us. We should love others. And so therefore we love others because God loved us. Unfortunately, there's a lot of nonsense going on around us today as the world would define love. Unfortunately, the world defines love more as an emotion. It says, as believers, we should do this, and we should do that, and we should accept this, and we should accept that, and on and on and on the list goes. But the truth this morning is that love is much more than an emotion. I don't want to take anything away from the fact that love is an emotion, and that when we love somebody, we feel something. You've all been there where you get that warm, fuzzy feeling, where you get the butterflies in your stomach on your first date when you feel like you're genuinely in love with that person. That's all emotion. Nothing wrong with emotion. But I want you to know this morning that real love, the love that John is talking about, the love that drew salvation's plan, the love that the Ten Commandments speaks of, the love that Jesus speaks of, and the great commandment, is more than emotion. Way more than emotion. In fact, it goes beyond emotion, and love becomes a choice and an action. If we get anything this morning from the very fact that we're supposed to love others, I hope it's the fact that we understand that love is a choice and an action. Jesus going to Calvary was a choice. He chose to love us because we didn't love Him. He chose to do that anyway. You have to let that settle for just a minute. He chose to do that anyway. In fact, the week before He was crucified, He was treated horrendously. In fact, as He died on the cross, He said to those who was crucifying Him, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. In a few weeks, we're going to be talking about that statement. But forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. It was a choice. I want you to know this morning that this concept of loving others is a choice. You might say, how do you love those who don't love you? You choose to do so. We choose to do that. And I hope we're doing that. I hope we're choosing to do that. And when we choose to love somebody who doesn't love us, it's followed by an action. Real love is a choice, followed by an action. Christ chose to love us, and He followed up that love through the crucifixion and the resurrection. Jesus says, you need to love one another as I have loved you. A choice and an action. And so if we ever ponder the fact, how do we love those who don't love us? We choose to do so. And I'm telling you, sometimes we have to choose to do it. Because if we let feelings get in the way, we'll say, you know what? I don't care. They deserve what they got. And truth may be, sometimes they might. But this concept of loving God and loving others is a choice followed by an action. At the root of love, it's a choice. It's a choice followed by an action. We might even take a moment this morning and ponder, how well do we display our love for God and the choices we make and the actions we take? The choices we make and the actions we take. Remember, if you love God, you love others. If you don't love others, you don't love God. How well are we loving God? Remember last week I said that the Ten Commandments started out with loving God, loving others, loving God. And I said the Great Commandment does the same thing. I told you to hold on to that, did you? Was you in your mind saying, no, it doesn't. It starts out loving God and ends with loving others. Right? Wait a minute. We love God, we love others. We love others, we love God. Ten Commandments starts with loving God, loving others, loving God. Great Commandment starts out loving God, loving others, loving God. This loving others is a serious thing. This is a God thing. God thing. I hope we're into God things. I know I rejoice today that He loved me when I didn't love Him. I'm here today because He loved me when I didn't love Him. You know what? You're here today because He loved you when you didn't love Him. But also thankful some individuals in my life that loved me even when I didn't know they loved me. This loving others becomes a serious thing. And so we get this morning that we are commanded to love others. In fact, we're commanded to love God and love others. I hope that we get this morning how serious this loving others is. Because it's very important in our life, in the life of the believer, and for the life of the church. We want to reach people for Jesus. We're going to have to do what? We're going to have to love them. Shake your head, yes. Yeah, we're going to have to love them. We're going to have to demonstrate that love through choice and action. And so we get that. I hope that we get that. And so I think we have to come back to the real question today is then how do we love others? I mean, that's what we really want to know, isn't it? We talk about loving God and loving others. How do we really love others? How does that begin to flow out in our life? Well, I believe that Mark chapter 12, verse 31 answers that question for us. How do we love others? And the second commandment, like it, is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. You shall love your neighbor or others as yourself. And somebody, of course, in Scripture asks, well, who is my neighbor? Trying to find a way out of loving others. Who is my neighbor? Anybody you come in contact with, others. It's not just the person next door. Across the street, behind you, or in front. It's others. It's everyone you come in contact with. And so, how do we love others? Well, Jesus says we love them as ourself. And so, we should love others as much as we love ourself. Now, isn't that a quandary? You've heard the old statement, I'm about to open a can of worms. Well, I wish. It'd be nice to be fishing, but it's good to be in the Word. So we're going to stay in the Word. We'll go fishing later. But we're about to open a can of worms. When we talk about loving others as we love ourselves. Because the truth is, this can be very good, or this could be very bad. So as we deal with this issue of loving others as we love ourselves, we have to ask a very legitimate question, a very real question right here, right now in our life. Is how do we love ourselves? If we're going to love others as we love ourselves, how do we love ourselves? Maybe the question is this morning, do we love ourselves? Now, I'm not talking this morning when I talk about loving ourselves. I'm not talking about an inflated self-ego, but I'm asking about this question about do we love ourselves? And it's something that is real. It's a genuine question. It's something for us to ponder. If we're going to love others, that scriptural is to love others as we love ourselves. And so if we're going to love others as ourselves, we have to understand this morning just how we love ourselves. And so it becomes all about self-perception. How we see ourselves, how we love ourselves, how we take care of ourselves, the things that we do for us. I'm not talking about selfishness or an inflated ego of who we are. In fact, the Apostle Paul says we shouldn't think more of ourselves than we should. And we should be humble. But the truth comes to this. If we don't love ourselves, we cannot love others because we're commanded scripturally to love others as we love ourselves. And so we have to have some perception this morning of just how we love ourselves. Now there may be some of us that are emotionally and very healthy, and we have a good respect for who we are, where we are in life, and we're content and happy with who we are, and we're in a good place in our life. There may be some of us who are not very happy with who we are, where we are, what we're doing, how we treat ourselves, what we think of ourselves. Some of us may not like the color of our hair, the color of our eyes. We're not tall enough or short enough or skinny enough or round enough or however else you might describe that. There might even be moments in ourselves that you say to yourself, boy, that was stupid. I am the dumbest person alive. Come on now. Sometimes we have negative thoughts about who we are. We criticize ourselves. We think down about ourselves. We struggle with who we are. Now think about that. This is the whole key to loving others. If we struggle loving ourselves, the honest truth is we're going to struggle loving others. If we are not healthy in our emotions, and in our spiritual relationship with the Lord, we are genuinely going to struggle with loving others. The Scripture says you love others as yourself. If you have a negative concept of yourself, you're going to have a negative concept of others. If you're always complaining about who you are, you're going to be complaining about who others are. If you view yourself as stupid, you're going to view others as stupid. This can be very good, or it can be very bad. And I have to be honest with you, there's some people who love themselves too much. And therefore, they don't love others either because they can't get over loving themselves. Trust me, you are not all that, whoever you might be. But I want you to know this morning, if we're genuine to love others, we have to love ourselves. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to treat ourselves well. Now, I'm not talking about overindulgence, and I'm not talking about being ridiculous. I'm talking about a sense of humility and contentment. We have to take care of ourselves so that we have the opportunity to love others. As you said, you love others as you love yourself. And so we have to love ourselves. We have to have a good perspective of who we are. Now, to help us have that good perspective this morning, who did Jesus die for? Everyone. Us. Now, if God thinks that we're of value enough to send His Son to Calvary, don't you think we should think ourselves worthy enough to love ourselves and love others? God doesn't make junk. I want you to know this morning that you are of great value. You are of great importance to the kingdom of God. No matter what you think or no matter what anyone else thinks, God thinks that. In fact, as I shared with you earlier in the sermon series, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're wonderful. Come on now. You can at least smile. You're wonderful. I'm going to help you out with some self-perception, okay? I'm going to help you out. You're going to repeat after me, all right? We're going to do this. I'm wonderful. Isn't that good? Let's do that together. I'm wonderful. You are. Yeah, we make mistakes, and sometimes we do some stuff where we go, ugh, wish I wouldn't have done that. But we serve an amazing God in whom we can say, Father, I really wish I would have done that. And He'll forgive us. And because you're so wonderful, that means that you think others are wonderful. And that same God who died for us and made us fearfully and wonderful, He died for them and He made them fearfully and wonderfully. And they deserve to be loved as well. And so when we ask ourselves, how do we love others? We love others as we love ourselves. Now let's think about that and ponder that thought for just a few moments this morning on how we love ourselves now that we understand that we are wonderful people. Right? All right, stay with me. We're going to get there in a moment. And so we kind of have to ponder this thing. How do we love ourselves? Well, hopefully we love ourselves enough to take care of ourselves. We shower and we bathe and we comb our hair and we brush our teeth. You did that, right? Just checking. You do that on a regular basis, right? Yeah. You put clothes in the washing machine at least once a week, right? When they get, you got nothing else to wear, but you wash clothes, right? So that when you put your clothes on, you smell good. Your clothes smell good. You're staying with me, right? Well, that's, by the way, that's why we're collecting laundry detergent, because we love others so that they can have clean clothes. Just a thought here. You know, sometimes those people that we need to love that don't love us, you know, the truth is they're really struggling with the fact that they don't love themselves. Mm-hmm. They need someone to love them. We know God loves them. God wants us to love them. Love them as we love ourselves. So this concept, we take care of ourselves. We feed ourselves, right? Probably too well. Come on. Yeah, we. So we feed ourselves. We nourish ourselves physically. And I certainly hope that you nourish yourself spiritually. time with God, devotions, we were talking about that in Sunday school this morning, spending time with God and being in church. You're in church this morning. Thank you. God appreciates that. This is important. This is important about loving ourselves and loving God, loving others. I can go on down the list about how we love ourselves. You can step in my living room. And you would recognize very quickly that I love the outdoors. I love that lodgy thing. And so there's outdoor stuff everywhere. And off to your left, as you step in the door, is this oak rod rack. It's full of fishing poles. So on occasion, I think enough of myself that I need a new fishing rod. Stay with me. You're saying, Pastor, you're being ridiculous. On occasion. And you look over the other way. There's a, I wish it was a real fireplace, but it's not. But it's an electric fireplace. And about any day, you can come into my house and that's going to be on. And you can look around and say, well, you know, Pastor Mike cares about himself. And on the list we go. Jesus says to us, now there's stuff in your house too, don't tell me there's not. In fact, you know there's a booming business in America? You know what it is? It's called storage. People actually pay good money to store all the stuff they love themselves with. Stay with me here now. Is that not true? It's true. It is true. And so Jesus says to us, we need to love others as we love ourselves. So if we do it for us, we probably ought to be doing it for them. No, Bob, you cannot come and take my fishing rods. I love you, brother, but you have your own rods. Now, if you didn't have any fishing rods, I would hook you up. Mary, make sure he doesn't get rid of his fishing rods. Just because you give them to Eric for the day doesn't mean... Never mind. Anyway... But how we love ourselves, we should be loving others. Some of the things that we do for ourselves, we should be doing for others. There's many of us today will be going out to eat this afternoon. Why don't we take somebody with us? Let them know we care about them, that we love them. Shake your head. Come on, help me out here. Many other ways that we love ourselves. You know, on occasion we may buy a new winter coat. You know, it may not hurt some of us to buy a new winter coat for somebody else. Right, Ann? That's right. Love others as we love ourselves. So how do we really love others? We love others as we love ourselves. But do not forget, I know this is going to sound horrible, but we got to get the self-love right. And that's all about a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's about loving God, or God loving us and us loving God. And through that, we begin to love others. We understand that God loved us so much that we are of great value to Him. And that means we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We have the right perspective and we take care of ourselves. And so when we take care of ourselves, we get this concept of what it means to take care of ourselves. And we take that concept and we start sharing it with others. That's how we love others. That's how we love others. We love others as we love ourselves. But make no mistake about it this morning, we must love ourselves before we can love others. I remember a few minutes ago I said, Only God can give us a love like that. And that's the absolute truth. Only through that relationship with God do we begin to understand this love that we should have for Him, for ourselves, and for others. Now, when I talk about loving others, I'm not suggesting for a moment this morning that others shouldn't take responsibility for themselves, and that's not what I'm suggesting. But I'm saying to you, there are times in the lives of others where they need to experience love from the body of Christ. And that is us. We need to love others. Loving others. Now, are we commanded to love others? Loving others is a very serious matter to the Lord. And we discover that we love others as we love ourselves. So that leads us to one last question this morning I'd like for us to consider for just a moment. And it's this. We probably ought to ask ourselves today, just how well are we loving others? Remember, we're loving God, loving others, loving God, loving others. Just how well are we loving others? I hope we ponder that question this morning. We might come to the conclusion we need to love others a little better. Okay, we got the concept. We need to love others as we love ourselves. If we need to love others a little better, how does that begin to unfold in our life? Well, I think this morning we can apply that beautiful principle of prayer, care, share, empower. We're going to pray for them. We're going to care for them. We're going to share with them. We're going to empower them to experience Christ in their life. Church, we're to be loving God and loving others. Stand with me this morning. I'm going to ask Lana to come to the piano this morning. And as she plays softly this morning, I wonder if we could ponder this thought for just a minute. Just how well are we loving others? How are we loving others? Is that a place? Maybe the Lord's speaking to you this morning. Maybe you need to step out and come to an altar of prayer and simply just, Lord, I need help. I need help loving others. Maybe this morning we're still dealing with the fact on how we perceive ourselves. And maybe we need to pray about, Lord, you need to help me to love me so that I can love others. Maybe you're even here this morning and you've never really experienced a love relationship with the Lord. Whatever that might be this morning in regard to this love relationship, maybe we need to begin to love the Lord. Maybe we need to begin to love ourselves. We need to be loving others. We're just going to pause for a moment. As you ponder those thoughts this morning. We pray you've minded the Lord this morning. Never forget. God loves you. And we're to be loving Him. And because He loved us and because we love Him, we're going to love others. That's the love of God. God loving us, us loving Him, and us loving others. May we be about the business of loving God and loving others. Just a quick reminder this morning, you need to see the board for just a couple moments after the service this morning. And then this coming Friday is the men's sponsored trip to the boat, RV, and hunting expo. We are leaving at 1 o'clock. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. Appreciate if you plan on going to either sign up or let us know so we have an approximation about how many is going with us. And may we continue to love God and love others. And if you would you dismiss us this morning in a word of prayer?